We're going up, we're going forward, doing it every day, the Pierre way. We're going up, we're going forward, doing it every day, the Pierre way. We're going up, we're going forward, doing it every day, the Pierre way. We're going up, we're going forward, doing it every day, the Pierre way.
Hey, 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 fam!
What's up, y'all?
It was good, was good.
It's Ro.
And Mima, and this is the Pierre Way Podcast. Ooh. Y'all, thanks so much for riding with us this season. It definitely was a fun one for sure.
Yes,
we've had a lot of really high highs, some really deep deeps.
Deep depths. For sure.
Since we are rapidly approaching a new season of the year, summertime, where
summer,
you know, people are going to be vacationing and having fun, this episode is going to be all about traveling.
Travel, all the travel girls, all the travel bros.
Make some noise.
Let's go.
Listen, shout outs to y'all.
Travel bays, whatever they call them.
Listen, if you drop it, drop like an airplane in the comments, okay? Drop an airplane in the comments, an airplane emoji in the comments. If you are someone who loves, you know, to travel, you love to just be out and about, go see the world. I'm super passionate about traveling. You know this all the time.
Yes.
I would love to travel more if I could.
So together, we have been so many different places.
Oh, we've been in a lot of different states, for sure. Like in the country, in the United States. We've been to a lot of different states.
Countries together, we've been.
Okay, we've been to Haiti together.
Obviously.
Together, right? Not together.
Oh, no, just separate is fine.
Oh, okay. Guatemala. I went to Guatemala in high school, remember?
Dubai.
We went to Bahamas.
We
went to St. Thomas.
Ghana.
Went to the Dominican Republic.
Yep. DR, Jerusalem.
We went to Jerusalem.
Where else?
Countries. We've been to Canada, of course.
Canada.
Mexico. Jeez. Why do I feel like there's somewhere forgetting? Oh my goodness gracious.
St. Thomas.
Yeah. We're definitely forgetting some. St. Thomas is in the Virgin Islands.
Jamaica.
Yep, it's Jamaica.
We've been to Cabo. We've been to Puerto Vallarta.
That's all Mexico, but yeah.
All that, yeah.
So yeah. And we got a lot more places to go. We got more of the world to see.
Absolutely.
We have some travel plans for this year. Some we're still figuring out. Some that are definitely on the books. Yeah. But listen, traveling is something that we're passionate about, we love.
And we encourage.
I mean, I always tell people all the time, there's so much world out there. Like, it does not make sense to spend your whole life just sitting in one space.
Come on.
Like, God has created so much world out there. And I believe that God wants us to be able to experience it all. And so, you know, get out there and travel. You know, start small, work your way up, you know, but definitely get out there. So,
in the beginning, when we used to start, we got married doing travel, we pretty much traveled like wherever we could go for however much money
had. However we could afford it, we made it work. So, you know, we do have a couple of travel stories, I definitely will say. So we could talk about, you want to talk about Bahamas?
Oh, God.
We could talk about Bahamas.
No, Mexico or Bahamas?
You want to talk about Bahamas or Mexico? Well, you mentioned that when we first got married.
Oh, yeah. We spent, it was 2 nights, 3 days in Bahamas. That's all we could afford.
We literally could not afford to vacation, but we knew we wanted to vacation.
That was the first
time. So we were going
time.
On Groupon.
Yes, we were going on Groupon.
We were going on different places to find cheap, affordable tickets that we could just be able to vacation. And 1 year, early in our marriage, we went to Bahamas literally for 3 days.
3 days.
Because that's all we could afford.
That's all we could afford. That's all the nights we went and we enjoyed it. Listen, we got up early, went to sleep late. We enjoyed it, and we came back home.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And it was a great time.
It was great. So however way you can fit it, you know, you just do what you got to do.
Listen, and I'm all about a deal, okay? So find a deal, go on a Groupon. You know, sometimes credit cards have, like, points and things like that. Like, there are ways for you to travel and for it to not cost
you. And it doesn't have to
be
crazy far. You can also travel close. You can also look, like, just explore.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we do have one story we want to talk about.
Oh, gosh.
And it was when we went to Mexico.
Travel story.
This was maybe the second time we went to Mexico,
We've been to Mexico so many times.
Yeah, we've been about like 3 or 4 times. And we actually just came from Mexico actually for a wedding. So we went to Mexico.
Mexico, guys.
It's probably like the second or third time we went.
This was a couple years ago. And so here's what ended up happening. So I used to go very long periods of times without eating meat at all. And so, no meat, no fish, like 6 months to a year. So I think the longest I've been was like close to 2 years without eating meat at all.
Yeah, you've been an on and off vegan for sure.
And so, but when we started vacationing, I'm like, okay, I know this was part of like my weight loss journey. I gave up meat, I gave up fish, all this stuff. And so when we would go on vacation, I'm like, oh, today I'm having like some steak. I'm gonna like eat, et cetera. I haven't had meat in so long, whatever. So we go this to Mexico and we're there for like 5 days, nights, 6 days or something like that.
We're there for a while.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat, et cetera. This whole trip was just so...
This was like a vacation. Like, it was a nightmare.
It wasn't that much of a nightmare, but it was just like...
No, it was pretty bad. It was pretty rough. It was pretty rough.
Okay, so here's what happened. So we go out to eat. We usually go get dressed. Mima, you know, dresses up and stuff. We go to dinner. We're taking pictures. We love taking pictures. We go to a restaurant and we start eating. And then as we start eating, what ends up, I'm like, this food is interesting. Okay, cool. You know, it's Mexico, so we're eating or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Eat whatever we wanted.
And then after that, we're like, let's go see a show. Maybe like 20 minutes after we're done eating, I'm like, yo, I'm not feeling too well.
Yeah.
Mean was like, I think you were like me neither.
But yeah, I was feeling funny too.
I'm like, I'm not feeling too well. And mind you, y'all, we don't drink. So it's not like we're like, like drunk or anything like that. I'm just like, something is just off.
So we sit down for the show
and the show's happening and I'm still feeling uneasy.
I had to get you ginger ale, I remember.
Yeah, I was like, yo, something is off. I got some ginger ale, but then I was like, I'm ready to go to the room. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not feeling well. My stomach is kind of hurting or anything like that.
This is just absolutely ridiculous.
It's like on our phones, we were taking pictures. You could just see how the night went, the decline. I was just going down. And so literally, we get into our suite.
Yep.
We get there and I'm just like, I was like, maybe I need to use the bathroom or anything, but nothing. So then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to lay down.
I can't hold it.
I lay down and like in 2 minutes, I was like, oh my God, what is happening? I don't know what's happening. So I legit go and run to the bathroom. As I run to the bathroom, I was like, I think I'm going to throw up. Now, let me pause here. I have never thrown, like, unless I was
Roberson
a kid.
Doesn't get sick.
I don't get sick.
He doesn't get tummy aches. Doesn't throw up. Like, that's not him at all.
So it's like, so for me, it's like when I was telling my mom, like, yo, I don't know how to properly throw up. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was just like, I'm not used to just throwing something up. Like, I mean, Biba's been pregnant. I mean, she didn't really have like morning sickness being pregnant. Yeah, but I'm
quote unquote normal. I know what to do.
So like, I'm just like, what is happening? So I'm just standing and staring at the toilet bowl. I'm just standing there and I'm staring at the toilet bowl. And I'm like, what is happening? And all of a sudden, I was like, everything that
Roberson
we ate for dinner.
Projectile vomit all over our one bathroom in the suite.
I like, guys, it was coming out
everywhere.
Like crazy. It was just everywhere. And it like, it jumped out. It was done. And it just kept going and going. I was like, what is happening?
So all I hear is like, what sounds like somebody's throwing up.
So Mima's like, whoa. And I'm like, Mima opens the door. And as soon as she sees me, she closes. She's like, oh my God, I can't see this.
Because it was, it was not only everywhere. It smelled so bad. I don't even know.
I was like, what? And then Mima sees it. Mima's like, Mima. It was pretty bad.
So now
and
I'm
everything, gagging. Everything came out. So she's on the phone with, like, you know, trying to get.
Because I know before I called, basically, we were trying to clean it up. I should say. You threw up and you kind of walked away.
No,
you
were like, I don't know what to do. I threw up and then after I was done, I was like, oh, I feel so much better. But then the whole bathroom looks like. I don't even know what it looked like.
That was a nightmare.
It was the worst.
It was a nightmare. And so at first I was trying to clean it up, but then I was like, nah.
No, you didn't, babe. You weren't trying to clean it up.
No, because I was trying to wipe and I was like, mm-mm.
No, babe, you did not. You were like, you're not, babe, you were like, I'm not touching that. And you're like, they came. So the thing about it, I felt so bad for the hotel workers that came and stuff.
Because we had to call housekeeping.
Because the thing is, I was like, I hope these people don't think like I'm a big drunk dude that's just out here, can't hold, and then just like, I was like, yo, I promise y'all, this was not me being irresponsible.
Yeah, no, we definitely, like, we were very apologetic.
It was so bad. But I have never, like, I've never experienced
that. Trip was rough though, because that's not even the worst that happened.
That's not even the worst. Yeah. The next day,
There was a hurricane.
There was a hurricane that was coming,
and it displaced.
And we had to get displaced from our hotel, and we had to drive all the way to Cabo to another.
So they literally like gave everybody in the hotel like shuttle buses. Had to drive us an hour and a half away from the storm to a random. I'm not even comparable, like a broke down hotel. Like they had bagged lunches and we were just like, what kind of vacation is this?
It was pretty bad.
Like,
but then the great thing is that when we came back, we had an extra 3 days. We were so happy that
it was good. It was long vacation.
Because
we still had time to enjoy it.
It was restful. But that's probably the wildest vacation we've ever been on
That definitely was the wildest vacation. And not planned. We didn't plan for it to be all crazy and what it was.
We definitely
but
did not plan for it to be that.
It worked out. It happened. And
to be that
and we
crazy.
Still made it a great memory. Like those 3 days, we still got to enjoy it. And
it's a story for sure.
We still took advantage of our time.
It's a story for sure.
Now we can laugh at it. Before.
Yo. Okay, so babe, where haven't you been that you like want to go? Like goals.
So based off of all the countries we listed, we've been to like all over the Caribbean. Obviously North America as it relates to Mexico, Canada, the US. I definitely want to get to South America. Like I want to go to Brazil. I want to get down there. We've kind of sort of have made our way across the water as it relates to, like, we've been to Jerusalem. You've been to Dubai, but definitely like we want to get to Europe, which is hopefully something that we can do this year. I know we're trying to figure out what to do.
Yes, we're trying to get to Europe. We're definitely going to Europe this year.
Yeah, well, you're definitely going regardless because you have
some dates there.
Assignments, yeah. And I know you and I have, you have mentioned that you really want to go to like Japan.
Yes.
Yeah, which I'm down to go to Japan too.
I would love to visit Tokyo. Yeah. I would love to. I just think Japanese culture and Japanese creativity.
I mean, I love all types of Asian food. So
yeah, creativity is all that. Yeah. And just learning more about them. I would love to take our family to Africa.
Yeah, because only you've been to Ghana.
Nigeria, Ghana. I would love to do that. I'm waiting for the kids to kind of get a little older because I definitely want to kind of dive into the history.
Yeah, you want them to remember it.
To remember it and all that. There's a bunch of places that I think I want to go with you. Fiji, Greece, like all that. Yeah. Definitely want to explore. Yeah.
So one of our goals this year, something that we're really just trying to like definitely put into practice, and we've done it quite a bit. I think we're just trying to like put a stamp on it, is we do 3 different types of vacations/travels, right?
Yes.
Every single
year.
And
we encourage everyone, if you can,
to
some way, shape, or form, to do these 3 types of vacations.
Yeah. So we always go on a family vacation. So that's us with the kids. Oftentimes for us, it's also with extended family, which is great because we're able to, you know, have breaks and things like that.
Yeah.
We go on a vacation, just the 2 of us. So just, you know, couples only, no kids. We're able to just, you know, pour into one another, our marriage.
Yes.
And then what often people call it, is a solo trip.
Yeah.
So we call it a personal retreat, but just a solo trip, a chance for you to just be able to like disconnect and really have some time with yourself. And so those are the 3 things that we're really trying to implement this year.
Each of them are really important.
All 3 of them are important.
My solo trips are typically like spiritually.
Yeah.
Kind of like targeted. So whether it's a conference.
Yeah.
Whether it's like just a space with some friends, we're praying, and you come back like fulfilled.
Yeah,
come back feeling really like you got poured into to kind of come back and pour back into your family.
Yeah,
so solo trips are really important, and solo trips are about rest, recreation, but also I would advise to tap into something in your solo trip that pours into you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whether it's a retreat center, whether it's a conference, whether it's whatever, so you can come back spiritually filled, emotionally filled, and mentally rested, physically rested.
It's been a while since I've gone on a solo trip, so I'm really excited to do one this year.
Yeah.
But something that I've always wanted to do as a result of going on a solo trip is really spending some intentional time with myself, right? So I think a lot of times when people think about solo trips, they think about like going to like let's say like New York and doing everything, eating out and going out and all that stuff. And those things are great too. You definitely want to travel and take advantage of where you're going to go. But I really want to be able to spend some just like quiet time with myself. So like in my hotel room, just like spending time praying, writing, really investing just in like, and reflecting on like just, you know, where I am and thinking, spending some time for myself about like what my goals are and stuff. And then of course, you know, being able to explore and go out. But I do definitely encourage solo travel. I think it's become extremely popular in the past couple of years for people to solo travel. And I think it's so important. I think it's important when you're single. I think it's important when you're married.
Absolutely.
I think solo travel is not just for a particular age range or demographic. And there are ways to be safe about it, right? Like people have your location, you know, you go somewhere that's not too, too far. So people know like where you are at, you know, and obviously.
And solo travel don't have to mean that you're completely all by yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You could go to solo travel, like go with a group of people that's not like in your home or things like that. But it's like you're receiving and all that.
Yeah.
And that's important because you have to prioritize yourself outside of who you are as a mom, as a dad, as a student, as, you know, as a husband, as a wife. You got to just say, you know what, let me just check in with me, like who I am. And so that's one of the things that's like really key to just check in on yourself outside of the titles that you wear each and every single day.
Yes.
It's important to just to have a space where you can lay all those titles aside and you just figure out how the real you is doing.
Right. Absolutely.
In that space. So that's why it's
solo travel. Yeah, that's solo travel. And then of course, you know, traveling. So like if you're married, definitely want to go on vacations with just you and your spouse.
Yeah.
It's something that we do every single year.
Yeah. If you're not married, we do not advise that you go on vacations with your significant other.
Yeah, y'all don't be doing that. Just don't set yourself up.
Yeah,
like
we're
that.
Not going to talk about it. It's like, just like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't try to give the privilege of what you should be getting when you're married.
Yeah.
Give them something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But if you, vacations are the best.
Oh, vacations are amazing.
Married vacations are amazing.
No, they're super fun. Like,
vacation sex is amazing.
Top tier. Like, anybody will tell you.
Like, and when you are in a vacation space, especially as a parent, and you are able to get away from your kids for a couple of days and you're able to refocus, you're able to kind of bring that childlike joy back. Because as a parent, you have to be so mature sometimes. Right. And you got to make sure that you're looking at some things in different ways. And so you want to make sure you never lose that joy and that spontaneity and everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
And so the vacations will do that. Yeah. Go on excursions and laugh and have fun. And then dress up just to dress up, just chill, just to chill.
Yeah, like you don't got to scrub out. Like, listen, it's as if, like when we go on vacations, I feel like it's as if like we're in the dating phase all over again.
Yes, that's you know very what I mean? True.
Like,
that
it's
is
like,
so true.
I dress up because I'm like, I want to look good for my man.
That's
like,
true.
I want to look
that
good for me,
so
but I want to look good for him too. Like, I want to wear the best outfits. I want to have my hair done. I want to do my makeup. I want to do all this stuff. But it's super duper important that you just go on that vacation with your spouse to pour into each other, to rest with one another, to have fun and to laugh with each other. Those are key.
What you feed will grow, what you starve will die. So you got to feed your marriage. You got to feed your relationship. And vacations do that.
Yeah. And then the third thing is obviously family vacation. So we make it a point every single year to go on vacation like with ourselves as a family. With our kids.
They look forward to it too.
They love it so
much. Now they're getting older.
They're
talking about Jamie talking about she wants to go to Hawaii.
Jamie said she wanted to either go to Hawaii or Aruba this year. Dad, we got to figure it out because we're getting close and, you know, things are getting expensive.
Yeah.
So we got to figure it out. But family vacations are key because the same thing. You're having a chance to pour into now like your children and that joy and that love and, you know, getting out of routine and just having a grand old time and making memories. You know, the reality of it is that vacation with family doesn't have to be so extravagant either. Kids just want to be able to have memories.
Oh my, you know what? That is so true.
No,
because
yeah.
in the beginning, we were like, okay, we're not going to be taking these kids all around the world and all that stuff. What we used to do is literally drive to Vermont.
Yes, yeah.
We used to drive to Vermont in the summertime and we used to like get a cottage or something.
Yeah.
And pool and everything. The kids used to have the time of their
lives. Oh my goodness. All they needed was some ice cream and a pool,
like parents,
and they were good.
Please do not put your own expectation on these kids. They just want to have fun. Like when they're young, man, they don't really care about, let's go here, let's go to Mexico. They just want to have fun and be together and enjoy. And we used to literally get a van, get a car, everybody pack it up, let's go. And we went in the walking trails. We went on like pool. We were at the pool all day. Yeah. We went to restaurants.
Okay,
we
had ice creams, like, desserts, movie nights in the hotel room.
Yeah, this is like, so fun. You know. And then we've done the vacations where we went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And with the kids and all of that stuff. And we have yet to do Disney, even though I have friends that are like, kids.
To say a word for me in the comments. Drop that Disney icon. Okay, we need it.
How old do your kids have to be?
Oh, this is going to be a fun. That's going to be fun to hear.
Because we have a 3-year-old. So I'm like, can he get a little older so we could get.
But here's the thing they say. I think before 3, so we probably missed it. Before 3, they're free.
I know, but like they're not free to handle in that park all by yourself.
I mean, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I just want them to get a little older so they could really enjoy it and do all that.
Yeah, so let us know what you think about Disney. Like, because I went to Disney. You know I've been to Disney.
Yes, I haven't been to Disney World.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. We gotta feed that Disney spirit for you.
I don't know. Okay.
You need to get that Mickey Mouse love and all that. But needless to say, yes. I mean, vacations are key. And I think it's important to, you know, kind of going back to couples vacation to understand, like, when you vacation with your spouse, how you vacation. Because one of the things that we ran into early on is that Roberson loves to vacation to rest. So he would be like, I just want to stay in the hotel room and sleep.
So the room is important to me. Like, if the room is not luxurious, like, I just need the hotel room to be great.
And then we could just relax. We could sleep, watch TV, have fun. In there. Me, I'm like, we are in a whole other country. We need to do everything. We need to go ski, like ski, snowboarding
ready,
and swimming.
I'd be ready
and
to go back to the room, y'all.
Do this excursion and that excursion. And he's like, why are we doing all this? I don't want to be tired coming back from my vacation.
That's very true.
Which is fair. So we've learned to compromise
and
understand how we vacation. And I think that's important for people to know is like, how does your spouse vacation? And it's trial and error too. I don't think we knew that until we did it to be like, oh, that's how you look to vacation. Yeah.
I don't know if it's fair. I get one day during the vacation
stay
in. So no, it's actually not one day. So before we go on the vacation, it's understood that the room has to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's kind of our non-negotiable.
Like the room has to be great. Then it's also understood that there needs to be room service.
Yeah.
Because part of the vacation needs to be one day where we are just staying in, watching movies, chilling, ordering food, and we're not going anywhere.
We don't go anywhere. We just stay in the room the whole day.
We stay in the room and we chill. So the room should have everything from like a hot tub, maybe a pool, great bed, television, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's that.
And then we have one day of an excursion as well. That's what
you've managed it to be more than one day, okay?
But usually it's supposed to be one day of us just in our room resting and one day where we can fully go on an excursion.
Because Mima would want to go dancing.
Oh, I want to do it all. I want to have fun. Again, like I said, when we go on vacation, it's as if we're dating all over again.
Me, you know, ride horses on the beach. Yep. Just, we've done
we've gone jet skiing tons of times.
Parasailing, all of that stuff. So, but it's great. I like, as much as I complain about it, I do like when she gets me out of my comfort zone and have fun. It's like, it creates great memories. I usually am done with them and I'm like, I can't believe I just did this.
I cannot
believe we just did that. But it's been like, it's been really cool.
And it's
really
good fun. That you are in like really making it important that we rest as well. Cause that's also good for me too. Sometimes I can be a busy body.
Just gotta just chill.
So being able to just be like, you know what? Relax. This is good. I like that we just slept all day.
That's why I love Jamaica, man. It's just like, Jamaica, man. You know,
no problem.
Anything. No problem. I love that.
Oh, man.
So summer is coming.
Yeah.
We are looking into some amazing things, y'all. This summer, we're celebrating 10 years.
This year, August
14th.
This August, we celebrate our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Yes, we've been married for 10 years, and it'll be 17 years together.
Yeah, 17 years since we were 15 and 16.
Yeah, 17 years together.
Which is surreal.
And 10 years married. Yeah. So it's going to be a celebration. We're turning up, y'all. Y'all stay tuned.
Y'all might get a little, sneak peeks.
What's happening for the 10-year Annie?
But yeah.
So it's going to be cool. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to the travels.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the summer. And there's some great plans. And God has something in store too. So
God does have something in store. It's going
to
be exciting summer.
What
for real.
Happens for summer 2024. And so listen, if y'all are out there, y'all haven't planned, it doesn't have to be summer, but get out there, travel, explore, you know, make memories. Live your life.
Listen, we only get one life.
One
you might
life
as well
to
live.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right,
I mean,
now. You might as well live it.
Make sure you stay holy, you know, but.
Stay holy. Okay. Stay right.
Right.
Okay. Don't be traveling out there just because you're in another country. Start acting up.
Yeah, don't start acting like out of your normal. Like you don't know nothing.
Stuff,
okay.
Okay. you are who you are. You know,
we saved in Boston and we saved in Jamaica.
Jamaica.
And we saved in
Portugal. Yes, we are.
And we saved in Brazil.
We're saved in Brazil.
And we
too.
Saved in Dubai. We're saved in Jamaica.
We love you guys. This episode is over.
Listen, y'all. Thank you so much for kicking it with us. If you ever have any questions or you're wondering, and even if you got like some maybe like ideas for themes for next season, you know, some topics maybe you guys
want
to talk about.
Let us know. We're so down.
We want to hear from y'all. Listen, shoot us a message. Let us know. We are looking forward to it, yes, for sure.
Keep going onward and upwards. This is the Pierre Way Podcast. We're out, y'all. Woo! Peace.
We're going up. We're going forward. Doing it every day. The Pierre Way. We're going up. We're going forward. Doing it every day. The Pierre Way.